This call is being recorded.
Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. And this evening, I actually have someone who's in my future who runs the lovely podcast called Sunshine and Power Cuts. And she is living off the grid in New Zealand. Yes, I said off the grid in New Zealand, although she produces a podcast. So I'm going to let Heather take it away, and you will hear her lovely new Zealand accent.
Hi, Gwen. Thank you so much for having me on the Ask Gwen podcast. And yes, I'm in the future in New Zealand, but it's amazing that we can connect today to have a chat.
It's absolutely amazing. Now, Heather, how and why and what the heck are you doing? How and why did you decide to live off the grid? And what the heck are you doing producing a podcast on grid?
It was building my first home and I needed to get power onto the site. There was no power here, no power lines. And looking into that, it was really, really expensive. And the bank wouldn't lend me the money to do that as part of the project. So I had to look at an alternative. And solar power and a battery bank turned out being a lot cheaper than paying to get grid connected. And it's been 7 years this month that I've been living off the power grid here. So, yeah.
So, okay, you've been living off the power grid in New Zealand. But what advice do you have for the idiot power hogs in the U.S. who want to now save the planet, thank you, global warming? And so I call us idiot power hogs because I'm recording a podcast with my cell phone plugged in and all that good stuff. So what's your advice to those of us who want to save the planet but can't?
I think it's just about being a bit more mindful about how you use power. So, I mean, you need to have your phone plugged in now so that it doesn't run out of battery so that we can chat. But, like, turning things off if they don't need to be turned on, and the same thing, like, with water, turning the tap off when you're not using it. Just little things that kind of add up overall to our power usage. Because when you go off the grid, you have to be extremely mindful. If you don't have enough sunshine to provide enough power, then you're going to run out. So you have to kind of use that quite efficiently. So I think it's sort of, we do take it for granted what power we have and other conveniences. So just sort of becoming a little bit more mindful of how we're using it.
And turning your computers off. People all do that tonight. As soon as I'm done with my computer, with my tutor, I am going back to journalism school. So I need to get 2 homework assignments in for my last semester, final semester stuff. But I am going to be smart and literally turn my computer off because that wastes battery and wastes time and wastes energy when you leave a computer on. And when you don't leave a computer on and don't live off the grid, you're not making it friendly for the planet. And I just unplugged my phone as Heather and I are doing this interview. So even though my phone is fully charged, I might as well be a planet happy person while I'm doing this interview about off the grid. So why did you want to share your experience with others on Sunshine and Power Cuts?
I wanted to share a little bit about my story because it's been a long journey and it hasn't been that easy. I wanted to write a book. You've published books and I think that's incredible. And I want to do that one day. But in the meantime, I thought a good way of sharing my story might be through a podcast where people could hear my story. But also the whole experience of living off the grid made me work on my well-being, and I have to rely on sunshine for power. And so I took other examples from nature to kind of help my well-being, and so thought about joining that together with my experience for the podcast. So it's a little bit different.
It is a little bit different. And one of the things that Susie caught me saying on a podcast that I was interviewed on, podcast Junkies by Handyman. He's a big podcaster in the podcasting space. And he said to me, "Well, what do you want to do nowadays?" I said, "I want to be connected to Mother Nature more than I am." And of course, Susie caught that of the Natural Casual Bird podcast. And she, of course, took that to heart and said, "When you need to be connected to Mother Nature, you need to contact me, you need to contact Heather, so that we can help you get connected to Mother Nature." And I wish I had solar power on this house. I truly do, but of course I live in snowy old Aspen, Colorado, so me being in a winter climate doesn't help. But so that being said, for those of us in winter climates, can we do solar power, or we're at a complete loss?
There, you need for solar power, you definitely need enough sunshine hours. And even I don't have that where I am. So the part of New Zealand that I live in has the lowest sunshine hours often for the whole of New Zealand, which is not good. But I think if you have a section that is clear from vegetation, like big trees and things like that, you might be able to do it. And it's probably like if you wanted to get into it to start small and build up on it, like I have. I started with one solar panel and one battery. Yeah, and there's other alternatives. Maybe wind power is an option for some people, or hydro power. There's different ones that you can look into.
Well, I don't think solar power would be my best bet because I live in a forest, so the trees would be blocking. No, I literally do even have bears and deer and every other wild animal walking through my backyard. So the trees would be blocking the power. Then we would be up the creek and out of paddle because the trees would be blocking my power. So that wouldn't work for me. But on a typical day, when you get a good gust of wind or something major happens, what do you do? Can you give us a typical day? I mean, Mother Nature happens all the time, and my big concern would be a big, huge snowstorm in my case, or a big, huge windstorm in your case. And what can we do when, for those of us on solar power, to maybe mitigate the problem or maybe make it the problem a little bit less? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, so here, if like in wintertime when there isn't much sun, I just have to monitor how much power I have a lot more closely. And some people might have a smart meter, which is a little unit that can sort of keep track of that for them. But I do it manually, so I actually check and read what the information on my unit is saying, and I adjust what I'm doing during the day to fit. So in the wintertime, when the sun comes up later in the day, I start my power activities later in the day. Like I put the washing machine on in the morning rather than at night. Well, I don't really put it on at night anyway, but like not too late in the day. And the same with running the dishwasher. I do that sort of the middle of the day so that the power has enough time to recover. And in a storm, for example, I turn the solar panels off so that if there was an electrical storm with lightning and it hit them, it probably wouldn't short out my system. So that's one thing that I do.
So I presume that a computer hooked up to a podcasting mic doesn't help, although maybe you've tricked it to help. So tell us, did you trick it to help, or doesn't it make a difference?
The podcast setup, do you mean in
The
terms of how?
podcast setup, Yes.
So that doesn't take too much power. Luckily, now I have a big enough power system with the battery bank that will run quite a lot of things. So, yeah, I can podcast through the night if I wanted to, but I can't if someone else was using power in the house, like having a shower or running the dishwasher at a time that would use up more power than I am, it could cut out the power for me and I wouldn't necessarily okay. know because I'm in my office. Yeah.
Okay. So you have to be mindful of other people. Well, I have to be mindful of other people too. So that mm-hmm. makes two of us. And Heather, I am going to let people listen to your podcast because I don't want to give too much away of a personal story, and I want you to now ask me a couple questions as we tie up this interview, because I'm going to make people go listen to your podcast to find more about you and living off the grid. And I'll put, I actually have a family member here in the U.S. who runs a renewable energy event here in the U.S. So he'll be really proud of me, actually, that I talked to someone living off the grid in New Zealand. I'll pass this episode on to him and see what we can do. And because he is a living off the energy guy nuts for living off the energy. You're not as nuts as the guys, but you're close to it. I mean, living off the earth is the greatest thing we can do. So before mm-hmm. I let you go back to your amazing work, and I want you to ask me a couple questions.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you answered this with Susie or not, but what is one of your favorite nature connections?
Oh, my favorite nature connections is getting out on the snow. I actually snowboard.
Awesome.
And so in January, I'll be snowboarding. You guys can't catch me with a podcast in my ears because that is something I enjoy and I can do. And so I also just acquired an e-bike recently, which doesn't help the planet, but I love it because e-bikes take power. So if you have the opportunity to use an e-bike, do it. But e-bikes, not so good for the planet. But snowboarding is because it's of my own power, so I feel good about that.
Yeah. So whereabouts are you going to take your e-bike?
I just got it, and so I'm trying to learn how to pedal it and use the power, which is a little bit of a challenge because it's, I shouldn't say it's a top-heavy bike, but because it's a new technology, it's a little bit of a challenge for me to actually pedal a bike, even mm-hmm. though I can do it. But I'm slowly but surely learning the e-bike style, and I love it. So I'm going to probably take it on the trails, and I have a bunch of trails around my house. So with the e-bike, I can actually be quiet and connect to Mother Nature. And that's it awesome. Doesn't make that much noise. You can't hear it anyway. You can't hear a typical e-bike, so I can sneak up on a bird or two and just listen to Mother Nature.
That's awesome. And I've got one other question for you. What is one of your most favorite connections that you've made through podcasting? Because that's something I love to celebrate, is connections that we make with other people as well.
Oh my God, you cut me off, God. With that one, I guess it would having you on my podcast, or having Susie on my podcast, the niche podcasters I like, the obscure podcasters I like. I don't like the common podcasters, although the common podcasters come and find me because they like my story. But I like niche podcasters. I like people that are doing good things for the planet and saving birds or saving the planet. itself, and I'm not just saying that to be nice to you, Heather. I love the niche podcaster.
Thank you. I really appreciate
no,
that.
When I truly do.
When I read more about your podcast, because I've listened to your podcast also, and you've interviewed a few people that I know and some that I don't, but you say that you like to encourage listeners to make their lives the best that they can be, and I truly resonate with that. I think that's incredible.
Yes. Yes. That is one of my mantras in life, because I hate people that have pity parties. Woe is me. I'm living off power. What do I do now? And how do I get back on power? Well, you have to figure out if you want to live out in the beauty of Mother Nature, you have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And make it work.
And make it work. Yeah, exactly. The planet Earth isn't going to be around for a long time if we don't treat it with respect. So you guys have got to figure it out.
Yeah, and definitely kind of take more notice of it and appreciate what we've got now.
Yeah. Yeah, and throw away the Starbucks coffees, turn off your computers, turn off your lights, turn off your TVs when you're done using them, turn off your podcasting equipment when you're done using them, in Heather's case, in my case, and just be mindful of Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Heather, where can people find you? Where can people get a hold of you if they wanted to find out more about you and more about your podcast and more about your story?
Well, I have a website, which is sunshineandpowercuts.com, but I'm on social media at sunpowerpod on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook it is Sunshine and Power Cuts.
Yep. So go subscribe to Heather's podcast. I need to resubscribe to your podcast. I lost everything, including my podcast, since I got a new iPhone. And so I need to resubscribe. But I appreciate the time, Heather, and you guys just make the planet a friendlier planet so we can continue all amazing work. You guys, thanks to you guys. Bye.
Bye.